Hi, welcome to the 13th floor. I'm Marty Duda. Today we have with us Stephanie Beck. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Marty. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for coming by. So you live in Christchurch, but our accents are similar, so we're going to be able to understand each other because you're Portland, Oregon. Is that right?
Yes, I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, but I've been living in Christchurch for the last 17 years now.
Okay. Well, I got you beat because I've been here for 30 years now.
All right. So do you feel like you're a Kiwi? Because I feel like I'm a Kiwi. I just don't sound like it.
I think so. I don't know if I feel like I'm from anywhere.
Right.
But
right.
I'm definitely not from the U.S. anymore.
Fair enough.
People keep insisting that I am. But anyway, enough of that stuff. So you got the EP is coming out because we're recording on Thursday. The EP is out on Friday. You're going to do a song for us. It's all about Dolly.
What would Dolly do?
And you're wearing Dolly on your t-shirt?
Yes, I'm wearing my Dolly Parton t-shirt in celebration of the new single as well.
Have you ever seen her perform?
No, but that's actually one of my dreams.
Right.
And I hear little whispers that maybe she could come to New Zealand at some point. So know when.
She has come. I have seen her.
Well, I mean in the future.
Oh, in the future. Okay, that's different.
Yes. Well, so if she comes, one of my dreams is to meet her. It would be amazing if she heard the song, but who knows? Hey, you could reach for the stars and see what
there
happens.
There you go. Yep. So the EP is called Pillars. Why is that?
So the EP is called Pillars because I basically see that. So there's five tracks on the EP.
Yep.
And each song is like a story or an experience. And I would say that all five of them are like pillars that kind of hold me up to basically place me where I am now. And I feel like with this EP, I have arrived as an artist.
Cool.
I feel like I know what my sound is. I know I'm country. And I just feel very comfortable in myself as an artist and just ready to go all in. And I feel like you need that kind of support within yourself to reach your full potential. So in a way, it's just a little symbolism,
well,
I guess, for
country
me.
Country has suddenly become cool, hasn't it?
It's always been cool, but it's super cool right now.
When I was growing up, it definitely wasn't, but that was in the 60s.
I know. Well, even I was talking with someone today this morning. They're telling me about how country, like 10 years ago here in New Zealand, people were like ashamed to say that they liked country music, and they would be like, oh yeah, no, I don't like country, but secretly they'd have like CDs, you know?
Yep, secret CDs. Yeah,
but not anymore. It's all coming out of the woodwork now.
That's right. We've got Kaylee Bell is tearing it up. She's doing all right. And have you been to Gore?
I'm going to Gore for the first time for the Tussock Country Music Festival. So I'll be going there and I'll be performing. Yep. That'll be actually the first stop on my upcoming tour.
Because we had one of Gore's finest here just the other day playing a concert.
Jenny Mitchell. Yes, I know Jenny. She's lovely. And yes, one of Gore's finest for sure.
Yep. Okay, let's get into the EP. So it opens with a tune called Foot Down.
I put my foot down. Nearly pushes me around. Got my stairs now. Stand up for myself.
First single that I released with this EP that came out back in November, and that song is literally like it's a defiant, punchy track just about literally standing up for yourself, growing a backbone, and not letting anyone else walk all over you. Because I used to let people kind of do that probably a little bit more and not really say what I thought or what I felt. But I think you kind of get to a point in your life where you're like, enough's enough, and I just need to drive my own life and what I'm doing.
Well, defiant must be the correct word because I wrote it down here in my notes when I listened to it.
You got
so it.
So
it must be true.
Yes.
All right,
and it's catchy.
Yes. Yep, it is. And of course, we're talking about country being cool. Beyonce's just released her country album, so how much cooler can you get than that?
I know, right. Like,
what are your
about
thoughts about that?
Stars aligning. Well, I mean, she's Beyonce. She can pretty much do anything.
That is a fact.
You know, like, and as we said, like, you know, I was talking about she's done a version of Jolene. I need to have a listen to it, but I don't know. I'm Dolly dedicated.
She's
my ultimate like idol, inspiration. I just love her personality, her light, and her music, and just the longevity. You know, so it's kind of hard to beat the original. So I think that's something that if you're doing covers, you're going to have to just, it might not ever be the best as the original, but it's a version, it's a variation, it's your own interpretation. So, I mean, good on her. It's putting more light on country music as well. So
that's
helps
true.
Us all, you know, which is great.
It's all part of the process. And Carpenter's Daughter is next on the EP, which is a very personal song, I'm assuming.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, spoiler alert, I'm actually Carpenter's Daughter.
Yeah.
A Carpenter's Daughter, I learned it from my father. Building an altar with my hands. Carpenter's Daughter, like my father, building an altar with my hands.
So that was my second single that I released, and that's a, as you said, it's a personal song. It's a emotive tribute to my late father, who passed away about 10 years ago. But he was just the best father. He just always had time for me and all my five siblings, you know.
Yep.
And
that's good to hear, because you don't always hear that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's true. And like, I literally was like best mates with my dad, and it's even 10 years on, like, you still miss them.
Yep.
You
yep.
really do.
Absolutely.
And if he was still here right now, he'd probably be like, why are you writing a song about me? Like, you know, he was just a very kind of humble little on the outskirts kind of guy. But I just needed to. And so it was great to kind of have that be on the EP,
which is very special for me.
So.
And finally, we get to What Would Dolly Do, which you're going to sing for us here in a minute. So it's kind of dumb to ask what inspired it, but I will ask it anyway.
Well, there is actually a fun story about how this song right. came about. So I had a mentor who actually was telling me that when you perform, it's good to have a song that really gets you like amped up and
right.
ready to perform, that stage presence kind of mindset. And so she was encouraging me to think of a song, and I literally just like blank space. Nothing was coming to mind of a song, which is kind of weird. But as I was standing behind the curtains in the Isaac Theatre Royale in Christchurch, about to headline my first show, I was just waiting to go on stage, and I was literally thinking, like, what should be my anthem? What should I be singing to myself to get myself ready? And literally, the thought came to my mind, what would Dolly do? While I was backstage. And then so literally, like, within 5 minutes, while I was waiting to go on stage, what would Dolly do just started flooding in my head.
Nice.
And I started writing this song, and then I was like, oh no, I don't have a way to record it because I'm about to go on stage. So I had to keep it inside my head and then think about the songs I was actually performing. But after the show, I started writing it down, and yeah, and it's kind of just taken a life of its own. But it's a really fun song. It's literally a song about pretty much like sprinkling a little Dolly dust on your own self,
right?
To be unapologetically you,
okay,
and confident, and basically put on your Dolly brave face, brave Dolly face, I guess, to have the courage to overcome whatever it is that you need to face. And it actually references 10 Dolly Parton songs as well.
Okay.
In the lyrics.
We're going to see if we can pick them all out.
So, yeah, that would be fun. See if you can pick out all the songs.
All right. Well, let's listen to your live version here of What Would Dolly Do, and then we'll come back and talk about the rest of the EP.
Sounds great. All right.
She's too young to know what she wants. Still not a lick so tough. What makes her think she can pull herself a seat at the table? Oh no. Palms start sweating, breathing all the air, and a fetish shoot their hands. TikTok automatic response. Am I gonna fight or fly with my back against the wall? This scared little girl gets smaller. No one hears her, no one sees her. And a little voice inside saying, what would Dolly do? Put yourself in her shiny shoes. Wrap some sparkle more than anyone in the room. And what would Dolly do? Working out back, things are really heating up. Here you come again with a finger in your eye, trying to take everything I'm worth. With my back against the wall, this scared little girl gets smaller. No one hears her, no one sees her. That little voice inside says, the blues. And what would Dolly do? Two doors down, get on the move, singing and laughing the way you should. Now that's what Dolly would do. Yeah, that's what Dolly would do. Cutting that kind of stay bright and true. Walk through the rain in your total faded jeans. And what would Dolly do when the sky is green, the grass is blue? It's alright, it's together either way. And that's what Dolly would do. Yeah, that's what Dolly would do. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. We'll put yourself in her shiny shoes. Rhinestones sparkle more than anyone in the room.
All right, we're back here with Stephanie Beck. We just heard her perform What Would Dolly Do, which is on her brand new EP called Pillars. Nice costume. It's always good to see somebody making
you gotta an effort. Do something different, right? Yep. And you know that song, it requires sparkles.
Very so good. All right, so the next track on the EP is Fire with Fire. It seems very dramatic.
It is dramatic. This song, actually, funnily enough, I thought this song was going to be my first single release, but in the end I went with Foot Down. But this song is also the first song that I actually wrote on this EP, which kind of started the journey of it. And basically, as I said, all of the songs have themes in a sense of finding yourself, as this whole EP is all about the ultimate like self-discovery and self-empowerment. And Fire with Fire, the hidden message, I guess, with that one is literally in our minds, we have a negative and a positive voice.
Right.
And we do get to choose which one we feed. So it's kind of like that, I guess, Native American story of you know, the two wolves and right. Which one you're going to feed, and that one's going to be the strongest. So this song is kind of like encouraging that, you know, like imagery-wise, I'm visualizing, you know, kind of like, a normal type of fire.
Right.
But also there's blue fire, which is hotter. So you can choose to be the blue fire and overcome and succumb the other type of fire that may be trying to take hold of you, whatever that is.
Gotcha.
And don't let it drag you down.
I'll fight fire, fire, fire.
Itself musically kind of builds up. So tell me a little bit about, was there a producer involved, other people playing, all that stuff?
Yes,
what do you got?
Yes. So I recorded this EP with Ben Edwards from the Sitting Room down in Littleton.
Great.
He is a fantastic, so fun, so eccentric, and we had so much fun recording this EP. And basically with this, I had the best session musicians as well. Nick Burson, Emily Farrell, and then also Roseanne Burnett. And we just really felt that for this song, it needed to escalate almost like a wildfire out of control at
gotcha.
The end.
Yep.
So basically everything was kind of a bit steady melodically and musically. And then at the end, it just really builds and really just goes off.
Right. Alrighty. And finally, Star-Crossed Lovers closes out the EP.
Yesterday is all I can picture of him, my troubled mind. A vision of you and I collide in breaking up, regretting every word. Like the moon, you're my sun, and we never touch, but I still feel you come far away.
have a love song,
right? Exactly.
You got to have a love song. And I love this one because I think all of us have had a relationship where you've been with someone that your family hate or, you know, or your friends disapprove of. Yeah, you know, I think we can all relate. And there's like, why are you with that person? But this song is basically like ignoring that and doing it anyways.
Yep.
You know,
good on you.
You know, pretty much. And, you know, you don't let other people tell you who you can or cannot love. But even if it is doomed to fail, it's better to love than not at all.
Gotcha. All right. So the EP's out. What's next? You got a gig playing, the big fan? Are you doing other tours and
shows? Yes. So it's all a go from here. So the EP is out, and I've got a national tour coming up.
Did you play with the band?
Yes. So it's going to be a full band, and we're going to be hitting the Tustic Country Music Festival down in Gore. That'll be our first stop.
Right.
Then we're going to be going to Wellington, and then we'll be back here in Auckland for Big Fan, which I'm so excited about. I'm excited for all the shows. But and New Plymouth. That venue is to be revealed yet, so it's it'll be announced shortly. And then Christchurch, of course, gotta go to my hometown.
Yay.
So, yes, and so I actually will be partnering up with another Southern Belle female country artist, Miranda Easton. I don't know if you've had her on here yet,
don't think so. Yet.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I had somebody here the other day, and I thought it was his first time. It was his third. So.
I guess it's hard to keep track after a while, isn't it? You know, probably some of us artists look similar as well. But yeah, so Miranda East and I are partnering up and both headlining this tour, and we're celebrating my EP as well as we'll be celebrating a female country duet single.
Yay.
So, and the tour is called Saddle Up Sisters.
Oh, I like it.
I know, right? Country, I tell you, it's cool.
It is cool. All right, and it's cool that you came up here and